So yeah, I had decided to give it a go and try for the Academy. It definitely made both my grandfather and dad happy, and you know me, I love a challenge. Worst came to worst, I'd go to Marshall or Ohio State and get in the AFROTC and make them happy that way. Oh, not that I'd be doing it just to make them happy. I want to be a pilot. This just seems the best way to do it, honestly. So I had a little more than a year to get all my ducks in a row. My grades needed to be top-notch. I think I was doing pretty well in that department, but they could be better. I sought out opportunities to volunteer my time, whether it was helping clean a park, or work with a soup kitchen, or even just being in the Honor Society. Anything to enhance my profile. Then the biggie. I needed to get in shape. I admit my time with the Beach Bears caused me to pack on a few, and I knew that basic training would be a challenge. So I started working out and watching my diet. Fortunately, I kind of lost my taste for cookies, but sweets were still a temptation I had to resist. The local gym was willing to help for a pretty low price. I scheduled my SAT and ACT tests and did pretty well on them, I think. Then I sent in my application along with the letters of recommendation my dad got. There was more, but the physical stuff was the hardest for me. I got all that done by the middle of my senior year. Now all I could do was wait. Yeah, but my social life kind of suffered as a result. Well, not much to it really, since I was really not interested in dating. I gave a couple of girls the thrill of their life when I took them to the junior and senior proms. I mean, you were almost expected to go to the prom, and if you went alone or didn't go at all, well, the rumor mill can be pretty bad. But when the second one wanted to do something afterwards, you know, more private, and I turned her down, well, she was the kind who did not take that kindly and started spreading some pretty nasty rumors about me and Bobby. That hurt a lot. But those dates were almost perfunctory, you know? I almost had to go. And while going with a different species was looked on strangely in the classes we had, we almost never had the right species combinations. So going with one that was close was okay, and was definitely preferable to not going at all. High schoolers can be pretty nasty when it comes to rumors. But there was something else. See, Susan Linsky turned 18 between my sophomore and junior years, and that meant the court order of no contact was lifted. I kept track of her whereabouts, even if I wasn't allowed to make any actual contact. But once that court order was lifted, I wrote her a letter, including my cell phone and an email address. A week later, she wrote back. We started sending emails to each other just about every day, telling each other what had happened in the years since. I let her know my future plans. She seemed excited that I was going into the Air Force, but when I asked her what her plans were now that she graduated, she was more vague. She said she got a job working at a restaurant, but didn't tell me which, or what she did there. I didn't make too much of an issue of that. Then about November of my senior year, the emails stopped. I continued to write, but none of them got answered. I was going to try and text her, but I realized she had never given me her cell phone number, only her address. So I wrote a letter to see if there was something wrong with her email. I got back nothing. Around March, though, I forgot about it since I got the letter I was waiting for, my acceptance letter into the Air Force Academy. It was a large envelope full of different checklists, itineraries, time schedules, and introductions. I pored over those in my spare time and nearly forgot about the lack of contact from Susan. That was until graduation day. I don't think I've ever seen my father so proud when I crossed the stage to accept my diploma. We went out for dinner with the Thornbodies, where Bobby revealed he was going to Ohio State. I knew that already because he and I knew each other's plans, and we made sure that each of us had each other's email, cell phones, and once we got settled at college, we were going to make sure we knew the other's address, too. No way was I going to lose contact with the best friend I ever had. When we got back home, there were a lot of letters waiting for me. Dad had saved all of the graduation cards for the big day and handed them to me all at once. I opened them one by one, but then I found one with Susan Linsky's address on it. She wrote back. Had to be a graduation card, but I didn't care. She wrote back. Only it wasn't a graduation card.
You are cordially invited to attend the nuptials of Susan Linsky and Justin Bonelli. Saturday, June 23rd.
I couldn't read anymore. I simply let the card fall to the floor. Uncle Star said I saved her life. Did I? Did I save her only so she could go running back into the arms of the very person who beat her? Maybe I'm being too rough. Maybe Justin has changed in 6 years. Maybe Oh, there was no sense speculating. She was marrying him, and there was nothing I could do about it.
Susan was never very good at this. This isn't how you're supposed to do it. If you're gonna tell me goodbye, you gotta do it nice and gentle.
Don't write a letter when you want to leave. Don't call me at 3 a.m. from a friend's apartment. I'd like to choose how I hear the news. Meet me at a park that's covered with trees. Tell me on a Sunday, please. Let me down easy, no big song and dance, no long faces, no long looks, no deep conversation. I know the way we should spend that day. Meet me at a zoo that's got chimpanzees. Tell me on a Sunday, please. Don't want to know who's to blame, it won't help knowing. Don't want to fight day and night, bad enough you're going. Don't leave in silence with no word at all. Don't get drunk and slam the door, that's no way to end this. I know how I want you to say goodbye. Find a circus ring with a flying trapeze. Tell me on a Sunday, please. Don't want to fight day and night, bad enough you're going. Don't leave in silence with no word at all. Don't get drunk and slam the door, that's no way to end this. I know how I want you to say goodbye. Don't run off in the pouring rain. Don't call me as they call your plane. Take the hurt out of all the pain. Meet me at a park that's covered with trees. Tell me on a sign.